Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We want to thank Van Halen for bringing us in there with that outstanding music, and I'm excited about our new friend, Tom Snyder, is about to join us, and he's the president of a pretty unique institution. It's called Ivy Tech Community College in the great state of Indiana, a state that I used to call home formerly. In another life, I called it home. It is a great state. I've asked him to join us because they're doing some pretty unique stuff over there in that state that I don't think it's like anything else. I think it's unlike anything else in the country. Tom Snyder, president of Ivy Tech College, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Great. Glad to be here, and thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. Good to have you on the show. And I was telling the audience before you got here that your spring enrollment for last year, 1 year ago, was almost 120,000 people. And of course, that boggles the mind when you think about when we all know about the community colleges in our own areas all around the country, and every state has anywhere from tens to dozens of these. California, I think you told me California has over 100 community colleges. How many community colleges does Indiana have?
It has one.
Folks, write that down because this is going to be in the test. This is going to be the test question. How many community colleges does Indiana have? The answer is
one. Right.
How could that be?
Well, it just got started that way in the 60s. They created a set of technical schools for people who weren't going to college. Maybe a bit late to the game for community college, but a bit ahead of the game in thinking about what would be the advantage if every two-year college in the country was in the county and the state was really the same college, and that's what we have today.
How many satellite units do you have?
Well, we operate in 14 regions, so each region has a chancellor. I'm doing budget reviews as I sit right now in Lafayette, which is, of course, also the home of Purdue University.
Right.
So every major city in the state has a campus and then several satellite campuses. We're wired, broadband wired, mm-hmm. in 40 locations.
40, so you can connect directly at the speed of light to 40 locations.
Yep,
which is great because that's a lot of installations, but it's got to be I'm imagining the efficiencies that you've got because I know about the administration duplication that states have in their community colleges because they don't have your kind of structure. So this has got to be an incredibly efficient way to deliver education.
It is, and I think it's been good for us, and we've been able to grow even though the state has had to flatline the budget. That's what we've been able to
but
do.
But do you attribute, all the states are how much do you attribute, how much do you attribute Indiana's ability to balance their budget as Governor Mitch Daniel has done? How much do you attribute that what you're doing to that balanced budget?
Well, I would say it's that kind of thinking that's helped balance the budget. We're a small piece of the budget. The budget's about $13 billion, and we're about $180 million of that. We've all pitched in, and we've all found ways to grow. You know, we've saved 10% of our operating budget since I've been on board 3.5 years ago.
Wow!
And that money we plow back into hiring faculty.
Right. So you don't use it or lose it. You're able to use that money for other
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been blessed. The state has not had to take back money, which some states have. And, we're hoping we turn the corner in the next couple of years. But until that time, we're going to hunker down, try to keep growing, take more students, and more importantly, get more students to complete. That is today's buzzword, complete, complete, complete.
Well, President Tom, the proof's in the pudding. Talk to us about the product that you're creating, the students.
Well, this past summer, we had about 9,500 graduate. We had about 10,000 transfer, and then we trained in non-credit training. That is, you
transfer to other four-year schools,
mm-hmm. right? Or, and we trained in excess of 20,000 people. So,
now, graduates, that includes people. Associate degrees. It also includes technical type
certificates.
Certificates, things like that?
Yes.
Includes all that?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal. And, of course, I think, you know, your focus, our focus, and that is Indiana's really made up of small businesses. So
right.
That's the future. I mean, these the big multinationals, Caterpillar sits here in Lafayette, as does Subaru and Alcoa. But they're like 8,000 businesses registered. So those are all small businesses except for like nine,
right.
which we tend to use. We think the 500 or less is the SBA, Small Business Administration, mm-hmm. the definition. So we're saying, look, almost 8,000 businesses are small businesses.
Right. Yeah, no question. But, well, that's what you just described America, Tom.
Absolutely.
You know, and frankly, you just described the world. And this is why what you're describing, I mean you've traveled around, I've traveled around, you know, this America is not this kind of a ratio is not unlike what we see around the world. In fact, some places it's more than that. And my point though, Tom, is you're highlighting why it's worthy of anyone's time, any leadership position. It's worthy of their time to focus on what can we do to, if we can't directly help small business owners and in all the different ways that they could use help, if we can't help them, it's worthy of us just at least not getting in their way. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's important. And I think that part of not getting in the way is giving them these entrepreneurship tools to tell them how to navigate the
right.
system that can't be moved.
Right.
And so we're a big piece of that. And when you talk about advantages, one of those, and that is we've created some two things that we do, and that is we're vital partners with SBDC.
Right.
And, you know, I think everybody uses
that. And we're
going
to talk about that in the next segment. Go ahead.
That's number one. And number two, we've got pockets of entrepreneurship that we've created. But once we create in one place, all of our other campuses get to pick them up and use them.
Right. So you incubate them in one place, and then you migrate them out to the masses.
That's right.
All right,
and
folks,
I think the thing that community colleges...
Tom, hold on to that. Hold on that.
Go ahead.
Give us your website, please. I want folks to know how to find you.
ivytech.edu.
ivytech.edu. Folks, check that out. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about this entrepreneurship curriculum and the excellent work they do with the very excellent Small Business Development Centers and organizations that I've been telling you about for a long time, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.